It's all based on December 31st. So it depends on what your filing status is as of December 31st. If you were married for the whole year and your divorce is finaled on December 28th, then you're considered single for the whole year. So it's all based on that 12/31 date. Conversely, if you're single all year long and you get married on December 28th, you're considered married for the whole year.
And is there a simpler way than figuring out both filing single and joint and using the better figure? What's the best way for somebody to determine how they should file that, or is that just strictly the law?
Well, we oftentimes see married people filing married filing joint or married filing separate. Mm-hmm. There's actually five filing status: single, married filing joint, married filing separate, head of household, and qualifying widow. And it all goes back to that 12/31 date.
Will people have to change the information on their W-4 form with their employer when there's a change in their marital status?
Anytime that a change of your marital status takes place, mm-hmm. you should file a new W-4, because that's what will determine how much withholding comes out of your paycheck. That's going to instruct your employer on what to withhold. But it isn't connected until you go to file your tax return with what's on your W-2.
Is there a way that people can check to make sure they're having enough taken out?
Absolutely. We look for roughly at least a 10% between what's taken out and what your wages are, your taxable wages are.
And what is the head of household deduction? How is that handled in a divorce? Who gets to use that?
The qualification for head of household is that you have a dependent child living in your home. Now, it could be a dependent child or it could be another relative, but mm-hmm. most of the time what we're seeing is a child who is living in the home with the parent. So it's kind of like a little bit extra deduction on their standard deduction and a little bit lower tax rate for those single family homes.
And who is allowed to claim the children in a divorce situation as a dependent? Do you have to be paying child support or just the custodial parent more than 50%?
It all goes back to what's in that divorce decree. So the judge has the right to say that the non-custodial parent who's paying child support can claim the child. They can only claim them as a dependent. They can't. That doesn't qualify them for that head of household status, for the child care credit that's available,
okay.
or for the earned income credit that's available. It is only giving them the right to claim that child.
Is that a common question when people are getting divorced? Do they even think that far in advance?
You know what we normally see? If it's during tax season, yes, they think about it. If it's in July or August when we haven't thought about our taxes and we're not in the process,
right.
No, we don't.
And normal tax filing deadline this year, we don't get the extra day like we did last year.
Actually, we do. We get two extra days.
Two extra days.
You have two extra days. You have until April 17th.
Have until April 17th this year.
Yes.
Jenny Ward, spokesperson for Jackson Hewitt Tax Service. Thanks for being with us this morning, teaching us a little bit.
You're quite welcome.